You are listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Bishop Tom Butler, good morning to you.
Good morning. I live just down the lane from Walton Hall, the home of the 19th century naturalist and explorer Charles Waterton. He had several visits from Charles Darwin following his epic voyage on the Beagle and whilst he was writing his book On the Origin of Species, whose theory of evolution was to rock the worlds of science and religion. The two men had much in common when it came to science, but not when it came to religion. Waterton was a devout Roman Catholic. Darwin, it was thought, was an agnostic. There were good reasons for believing this, for late in his life he wrote to a prominent atheist, who was perhaps seeking his support, "It has always been my object to avoid writing on religion, and I have confined myself to science." But as many of us learned this week, that wasn't to remain strictly true. On Monday afternoon in New York, a brief letter, handwritten by Darwin, was auctioned for almost $200,000. It was penned just a month after his letter to the atheist, but was sharper in tone and content. It was sent to a young barrister, who was obviously a keen Christian, and was worried that if he derived pleasure in reading Darwin's books, he might lose his faith. He'd written, "I ask you to give a yes or no answer to the question, do you believe in the New Testament?" Darwin replied, "Dear sir, I am sorry to have to inform you that I do not believe in the Bible as a divine revelation, and therefore not in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Yours faithfully." Why did the young barrister's letter so get under Darwin's skin that he broke with a lifetime of reticence on matters of religion? We'll probably never know, but clues can perhaps be found in other letters which he wrote. When he and his wife Emma settled in Down in Kent, Darwin's correspondence shows that he made great friends with the local vicar, and Darwin would do everything to support his local church except worship there. He would accompany his wife and family to the church gates and then go for a thoughtful walk whilst they went to worship. But with the vicar, he planned an educational and benevolent trust for the parish and became its very active treasurer. Then the vicar left and a keen new curate arrived, who was a far more yes or no person. The curate made local life so difficult for Darwin that he withdrew from the educational and care structure which he'd created. It wouldn't surprise me if the letter from the enthusiastic Christian lawyer reminded Darwin of his treatment by the Christian curate some years earlier, and he took to his pen. The press have interpreted the letter as evidence of Darwin's atheism, but I don't necessarily think that that's the case. What Darwin certainly didn't believe was that a loving God would allow non-believers to burn eternally in hellfire. I agree with him.
That was Thought for the Day with Bishop Tom Butler.
More information, please visit kekeenglish.net.com.